much. I was just at my beach house in Galveston with my family for the week, so it was a lot of fun to just hang out with them and relax.
Nice.
Yeah, I didn't really go anywhere. I went to the rodeo twice. I got to see the Jonas Brothers, which was really great.
Oh, I would have loved to go see the Jonas Brothers. Okay, who was the other one that you went to see?
Zach Brown Band.
Okay, I've seen them twice at the rodeo and loved it. I went this year. One of my nieces, she goes to school at Baylor. She loves Lainey Wilson. Mm. Oh. So we actually went to Lainey Wilson, and that was her first rodeo experience. So super fun. I learned lots of songs that night since I didn't really know many going in, but... Yeah, it was so cool. So awesome. I love her kind of flared style.
Yeah.
Kind of funky. Well, with that, I will say welcome to season 3, episode 12 of FISC's The Podcast, where Kelsey Goals, that's me, and Dana Owen. She's not here, unfortunately. She was actually sick today, so it's just going to be the three of us. But we have the pleasure of interviewing interesting people and discussing anything and everything Friendswood ISD. Today we are visiting with Claire Howard and Haley Banwell, two senior officers for the Wranglerettes, or Wranglers, as Miss Goza likes to call them. Welcome.
Thank you. I'm so excited.
Okay, well, let's start off. So let's start with Claire. So tell me a little bit about yourself. Tell me your role with the Wranglerettes, any extracurricular activities, hobbies you have. Let me know.
So I've been dancing for 11 years now,
oh my goodness.
I think, yeah. And so I'm Marshall, so I'm the second in rank dance officer. And on the team, I pretty much just get to do our roll call and do our attendance. And I do a lot of our like packing list type things. So I do a lot of some behind the scenes work, but also as a dance officer, I get to help clean and come up with routines for the Wranglerettes, which is really fun. So that's what I do in practice. And then outside of practice, I'm also a teacher in the Little Mustangs preschool.
Oh, so I love Little Mustangs preschool.
So I spend my first two periods in the drill room, and I spend third and fourth with little children.
So your whole morning is just full of joy. Wow, yeah. That is awesome. Well, good. So what about you?
I'm Graham Marshall this year, which is the head dance officer for Wranglerettes. And also the same as Claire, I do a lot in practice with cleaning the dances or teaching things, but my main role as Grand Marshal is to just kind of make sure everything's running smoothly and everyone else is kind of doing their jobs and just kind of overseeing it all. And then other than Wranglerettes, I stay pretty busy with school. I'm pretty serious with my schoolwork.
She takes like all AP classes.
Oh my goodness.
So it keeps God me pretty you. Busy with Wranglerettes and school.
Yeah, sounds like it. Wow. Now, okay, did y'all both mention part of your responsibility is cleaning?
Yes.
But I believe you said you get to clean. Like it's a good thing.
Yes.
Please explain that.
Okay, cleaning dances is different than like cleaning the floors, but it's kind of a similar idea.
Okay, I was totally picturing cleaning the floors. Yeah.
No, with cleaning dances, it's just making sure everyone looks the same. So specifying little things, making sure like arm, feet, all of that look the same. So that's like our big role as dance officers, is helping our directors clean the dances for competitions and spring show.
Yeah, so we'll like step out and look and try to find things that like don't look the same in people, and we just like help clean those fine details with them.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know who's like very clean is the Rockettes. I went to see them. Oh my goodness. I went to see them at Christmas time in New York this past December, and literally perfect. Like not one thing. I don't think one hair was out of place on any of those girls. So impressive. Is that like the ultimate? Like, is that the peak of dancing, or what would you say?
We like to reference the Wranglerettes a lot, and I think that's really because Miss Goza, she was a Wranglerette.
Yes.
And that was the first drill team to ever be created.
So, oh my gosh.
Yeah. That's like our version of the Rockettes, I guess, who we like model after and who our team is kind of created like based on, I guess.
Because the Wranglerettes were created to keep people in the stands at football games. So that's really where like Texas drill teams were like created, and Ms. Goza was one of them. So she really brings back a lot of those traditional aspects to practice with us.
That is so cool. I did not know that. Well, awesome. Okay. So you kind of shared some of your responsibilities that you have with dance. So tell me, how do you balance that with your academics, especially you over there drowning in AP classes, and some of your other activities that you do?
I just have to stay really organized. I really like using a calendar on my phone so I can make sure I'm not like double booked for things. And it also reminds me of like when I have something coming up because I have pretty bad memory. So I need to be like constantly reminded when something's happening and just keeping like a running to-do list to make sure I stay on top of everything.
I'm kind of like the opposite. I kind of made my senior schedule to where I literally don't have homework. I think I only take two classes and one of them assigns homework. So I don't really have a ton of homework. So when I do, it's just like, I usually like to write it in a planner. I'm a big visual person. So like getting to write in my planner and making it really pretty is really important for me.
Pretty is key.
Yes, it is. I do find myself spending more time making it pretty than actually writing in it, but of course, that's okay. But yeah, so I don't really have a bit too busy of a schedule academically, but when I do have homework, I just like write it in a planner and it helps.
Now, do y'all dance outside of school too, or is it just in school?
Actually, we grew up dancing on the same team like up until freshman year, and it was really fun. It's Star Steppers. It's in Friendswood. But once you join Wranglerettes, you're actually not allowed to compete on an outside team, so we're able to devote all of our time to Wranglerettes.
Oh.
So, yeah, we can take classes, obviously, but we're not allowed to compete with a separate outside team.
Okay. Well, that makes sense, I guess, because y'all really are busy year-round.
Yes.
Like y'all don't really have an off time because y'all go from football straight into your competition season.
And then
right?
straight into spring show.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. So there would be like no time to do that anyway.
And as officers, we practice before and after school. So some days we'll have 6:57 practice and then stay to like 6 o'clock for officer practice after school.
Oh, so most other drill teams, you're allowed to do both. And I have no idea how people do it.
I couldn't imagine it.
No, I mean, you just wouldn't sleep. There would be no time.
Well,
so speaking of dance and being busy, y'all just got back from nationals, right?
Yes.
Okay, so tell me about that. How'd it go?
I'd say we did pretty good. Yeah. We actually came out second overall of the entire competition.
Wow, that deserves another applause. Wow.
And our dance officers also came out second overall.
Yeah. That's
and
awesome.
Our social officers actually are the national champion social officers this year. So that was really exciting for them.
Yeah, we made it to finals for all of our dances. And then we recompeted an officer dance for the highest scoring officer dance of the day, which was really cool. Do you have anything else to add about
Tell me, what is the social officers? Like, what is that entail? What does that competition entail?
So it's one of my favorite dances to watch. It's pretty much like a character dance. So this year they did Mean Girls and each of our social officers were a different character from the movie. And it's just a bunch of fun songs and like lines from the movie and they get to play like character parts. And all these different schools will have different themes. Like last year's they did Mr.
It was
Clean.
So funny. They had bald caps
Mr.
on.
Clean?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome.
And teams will do like Peter Pan, Hercules, and all these different things. Mm-hmm. So you just get to see all these like dancers acting really funny and like portraying a character that you don't typically get to see like in a normal competition
dance. Yeah, they're super fun to watch.
I love that. Okay, so obviously those would be like really memorable things, but is there like one memory in particular that stands out to you from your time in Wranglerettes?
My favorite memory every year is just really like anything involving spring show, but especially doing finale, which is it's the last dance we do of spring show, and it's a tradition. So we do the same dance every year, and I don't know exactly how long it's been going on, but I'm pretty sure our directors did it in high school when they were Wranglerettes.
Both Miss Kennedy and Miss Goza performed the same dance. We'll be performing.
Oh my goodness!
So it's super fun because we've been doing the same dance every year. You're on the team. And it's the last time like on Saturday night that you perform together as a team, and so it's super special moment.
And we like to say it's that finale feeling because it's just you get this like sense of joy when the music comes on, and it's just really like exciting to do. Like I look forward to it every year. It's probably one of my favorite dances. And I think something that also just makes it so special is when we're learning to dance, our dance officer candidates actually teach it to the team, so it's like really like student led and like group led, and you get to really collaborate with each other, and it's not just like our directors teaching us another dance. We get to like be with each other and learn from each other, which I think just like adds another special element to it.
That's so cool. Okay, so I feel like I've remembered from spring show, do y'all hang something at the end?
Yes, there's like a sign that goes up in the back.
Oh yes.
And it's like the new girls have to come on the stage and like set it up in like seconds before the curtains open.
I think it's approximately like 15 to 20 seconds.
Oh my goodness.
They have to put boxes down in this big sign up.
It is. Boxes. They have to set up the, I guess the like hanging piece is already kind of there. They just have to move it on top. But then they have to set like weights on top of it and tablecloths to cover it, and like Claire said, they have like 15 seconds to do it.
We have to practice it a whole bunch because usually the first time we like open the curtain and it's not ready, because you have pretty much until the curtain opens about 5 seconds into the dance to put it up. And so our slideshow will end and the curtain will close and this music will be going for about 10 to 15 seconds and then it has to be ready.
Wow. And is that okay? Do you hang a hat? Is that what goes on that? I remember the seniors hanging something up because it made me cry.
I don't know.
Did they do something last year?
I can't remember. No, this was not last year. This was probably like 4 years ago.
Oh, okay. Then I don't remember.
This is not an annual thing.
No.
Maybe it was too emotional for the crowd because I know I was sitting there sobbing and I'm like, that is the saddest thing I've ever witnessed in my life.
I know some drill teams will like have their seniors like take off their boots on stage or hang hats, but we don't do that.
Okay. Yeah. Well, do you feel like it's going to be like, how do you think you're going to feel in that moment with your last performance?
Our senior group, I would like to say, is a very emotional group when it comes to each other, because it sometimes works out where the seniors aren't each other's like best friends and like it's not their main friend group. But with us this year, like this is our main friend group.
Yeah, we're all so close.
If you see us hanging out with someone, it's usually other Wranglerettes. Uh-huh. And it's like we've all grown up together. Mm-hmm. So it's just like we hold a very special bond together. So I feel like dancing together for the last time is just going to be really sad.
Yeah, it's going to be so sad.
Yeah, but what's after this? What's post-graduation? What are y'all's plans? Are you going to continue dancing? What's your plan?
I hope to continue dancing. I'm going to attend UT Austin.
Ooh,
in the fall. I'm really excited. And I'm going to try out for their pom squad, but it's really hard to make, so I'm just trying to stay hopeful. But Claire's actually like for sure dancing in college, so it's really cool.
Yeah. I'm actually committed to Sam Houston State University as a member of the Orange Pride dance team.
Oh, awesome.
They win nationals like almost every year at NDA College Nationals in Daytona. So it was really like special to be a part of that.
Yeah.
And like, I'm really excited to do that. And I'm going to be majoring in dance too. So I'm really going to be dancing for the rest of my life.
Oh my gosh. So what are you wanting to do with that? Like, are you wanting to perform? Are you wanting to teach? What's your plan?
My plan is to be a performer, but that's a very risky profession. So we'll see how that goes. But I also kind of want to come back and be the Wranglerette director one day.
No.
Haley cringes every time.
No,
I say
it's
that.
Just a joke that we have. Like, we all know it's gonna happen one day. It's just funny.
I love that though. I love it. So what was the process like? Did you have to try out like early on? Because you obviously already know that you've made it.
So typically for like recruitment for dance, it's a little bit different. I had a little bit of a different experience for this team. So typically you'll attend like tryout clinics and you have to fill out forms and submit videos. And then like the coach will like send you an offer if she wants you on the team. But for me, I think I met the Sam Houston coach going into sophomore year at a clinic that we had at school one day. And she invited me to come to a clinic and I came. And then last year and this year, she actually was my solo coach and she choreographed for me. So she gave me my offer pretty much last year. So,
so I've known.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was really exciting for me just to like be offered this position. And I was like, I'm truly grateful for it. I don't know what I'd do without it.
That's amazing. Now, Haley, what you said, you're going to UT.
Yes.
Are hopeful to make the dance team, but you, I don't know that you mentioned what you're wanting to pursue. Do you know?
Oh, I'm majoring in health and society, which it's in the liberal arts college, but it's kind of like a pre-med major, even though I'm not like,
of course you are.
I'm not 100% sure that's what I want to do. I feel like likely my major will end up changing, but that's what I'm going in as for now.
Awesome. Okay, so what are life lessons you've learned in dancing or being an officer?
Oh my gosh, Wranglerettes has really taught me to be on time. It's kind of a little bad because I do get a little scared of time now.
Some anxiety there?
Yeah, just a little bit. I do plan on getting everywhere 15 minutes early, and it's really saved me sometimes. Mm-hmm. Wranglerettes really teaches you how to be on time and to be accountable. So before this, I was not someone who was very like punctual, but now you can always count on me being 15 minutes early, if not more.
That's a great habit that's being instilled for sure. Yeah. What about you?
I learned to really like always be prepared for everything. Just as much as they stress to be on time, they also stress to have everything when you need it. That's like what Claire was talking about earlier with the packing lists. Cause we do this thing called demerits, and you get one if you're late or if you don't have what you need. So it really installs into you, like being prepared, like double checking you have everything, making sure you're going to get there on time, like wearing the right practice wear in the morning.
And I think with demerits, it also just teaches us to be accountable for ourselves and mm-hmm. our own actions and like not placing blame on other people. So like sometimes it can be seen as demerits are a bad thing, but I've really like seen it as a way just to make sure like I'm accountable for myself and my actions, which I think will help me in the future too.
Yeah, because if they add up, then there's different like consequences.
I was going to ask. Okay, yeah. So tell me some of those.
You can be like taken out of a dance. I think that's the biggest thing. If it gets to be like way too many, you can be taken off the team, but that obviously
I have not seen that happen ever. Yeah, actually,
most people, because we are so like stressed about getting them, most people rarely get many demerits.
Well, that's good. That means y'all are rule followers overall. I'm sure you're disciplined in the classroom, mm-hmm. and that's the expectation. Okay, so tell me about like some of the biggest challenges you faced, either in dance or just high school in general.
Well, I had to think about that. I think being a senior, there's a lot of like added responsibilities. Like we have added responsibilities in Wranglerettes. You've added responsibilities in school. You're kind of just trying to balance everything going on right now, but also plan for your future and plan for college. So that can feel really stressful at times when you have so many things going on at once. Also, this is more specific to Wranglerettes, but as a dance officer, your senior year, you have like way more responsibilities. And so it's a huge transition to go from being a junior officer to a senior officer. So that's really interesting to navigate in the beginning of the school year.
I'd also have to agree with Haley on that, but I think my experience was a little different because I'm also a musical kid. So I participate in the musical. So having to tackle trying to do college decisions and musical and being mm-hmm. a senior dance officer all at once, because I did also go for other schools' dance teams as well, and like getting those rejection letters, like while trying to like have all these other feelings of trying to figure out what I'm doing with my life and also trying to stay accountable for what I'm doing in school was really hard. So it was just a lot of like what's to come and like fear of the future mm-hmm. that was really like an impending doom, like a cloud, a gray cloud over your head this year that like just was kind of my biggest struggle. But like now it's kind of like chilled out that I know what's going on.
Yeah. The beginning of the school year is way more stressful. Everyone's like trying to figure out where they're going to college. Now it's kind of slowly, I guess, calming down a little bit.
There's a lot more answers to those questions that you started with. Yeah. Well, that's great. So we just talked about challenges, and speaking of challenges, let's talk about attendance. Okay. So we're trying to push the importance of attendance right now with our parents and our students. We actually had a brainstorming session last week with our administration, and we were just wondering from student perspective, what do you think we should do to try to encourage students to get in class a little more frequently?
This is kind of random because I know we don't have finals, but a lot of other schools that do have finals, you have to be in your classes a certain amount to exempt the finals. And so that's a really big encouragement for students to stay in class. And since we don't have finals and we don't have those exemptions, I think there's really like not that big of an incentive to stay in class. But if kids know that it'll get them out of a big test they don't want to take, that could really encourage them to stay in class.
Okay, so you heard it here. Haley wants everyone to take finals at Friendswood High School. We're putting that responsibility on her. Okay.
Hey, I'll be graduated, so it won't be me taking them anymore.
You're going to burn that place to the ground on the way out, right? Okay, what about you?
Oh, I don't really know, because I am someone who's kind of bad with their attendance.
Don't say it.
I'm being completely honest.
It's hard as a senior to go to class all the time.
They really say, when they talk about senioritis, it really is real.
I remember. Vividly.
It's real. I find myself like, I'm like, oh, I'm like just reading a book in that class. I don't have to go. No, I need to go.
Yeah, convincing yourself you don't actually need to be there is so easy when you're a senior.
It is. I know. It's hard. We're trying to like brainstorm all of this right now. And even just like getting excused absences. So like where you have a note and all you have to do is turn the note in. But like people just don't turn the note in.
Yeah, so. I will have a doctor's note in my backpack and I will forget to turn it in for weeks and I'm like, oh, well, that happened.
Yeah.
So how could we encourage people to just turn notes in? Like, should we have like a big, should we decorate like your list? Should we have a big decorative spot where you turn the notes in?
And I feel like it's partially like nobody wants to go down to the attendance office to turn. Yeah. Like I never go by the attendance office to turn in my notes. Like that's never a path in my day. And I'm like never thinking, oh, I need to go turn in this note. So I feel like it's just like out of the way.
If you're like checking back into school, the attendance person like directly asking for a note would help. Yeah. I also think a lot of people don't realize you can turn in notes at the little attendance desk by the junior lot. People think you can only do it in the front office. Mm-hmm. So just students knowing there's more than one option to turn in those notes.
Okay, y'all heard it here. Let's get those notes in. Okay, so I do know with attendance though, it does affect if you're able to go to prom.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, okay. It does.
If you have, I think it's like 8 or 9 absences in one period, you get makeup hours. And if you have any makeup hours at all, you're not allowed to attend prom. And if seniors, like that also affects your graduation and like senior field day and other things like that. So I think to make those up, you can either just like go before or after school and help teachers in classrooms. Or I think you can also go to Saturday D Hall and just sit there.
I think
get
if you have
hours.
A lot of them, then you would go to D Hall to make them up.
I've had friends who like they just go there and sit there, watch Netflix or do homework that they have and just get makeup hours.
Yeah. Just so they can go to prom. Now, are y'all planning on going to prom this year?
Yes.
Yay. Okay. So have you found your dress yet?
No.
No. Do you have an idea of kind of what you're looking for?
No, because now everyone on like TikTok is roasting people for having quote unquote Easter dresses.
Easter dresses.
It's the more like florally ones instead of like the sequins and the feathers and like
and like the
all
more
that.
Like chill satin pretty dresses. That more of a bridesmaid dress than like a big extravagant dress.
That's personally my favorite dress. Like I was looking for some on this website and it was literally bridesmaid dresses I was looking at.
Because they're all gowns and stunning and pretty.
So I'm like, oh, that's really pretty. And then I see on TikTok, everybody's bashing people for it. I'm like, oh, I liked that.
I'm like, I don't want feathers on my dress.
Right. You don't want to look like a big bird. What are you talking about? I'd rather look like the Easter egg.
Like I'm good not having like a big neon sequiny sparkly feathery dress.
Yeah. Now, do you have like a color you kind of think you're going for?
Okay. So it's really weird for me. We found that for the past like 2 years for winter ball, which is our Wranglerette dance, I chose green dresses. And for the past two proms, because I also went as a sophomore, I picked blue dresses.
Oh, so you have a pattern.
So I'm trying to break that. Because I wore
so a warm color this time, right?
Yeah, so I picked a black dress for winter ball.
Never mind.
So we're trying to go somewhere different this year.
Yeah. I don't really know what I'm looking for. Last year, I was super last minute. I think I got it like the week before.
Same.
So I'm trying not to do that this year. I really need to decide. But I think I'm just going to go more off the dress than the color.
Mm-hmm. Have y'all seen where people are doing, I can't remember what they're calling it, but like where they drape the fabric over like your shoulder and they do like the different seasons of witches.
Oh, yes.
Y'all know what I'm talking about?
It's like your color matching.
Yeah, your color matching.
Yeah, to see like what kind of palette
like
is the most flattering.
Like if you're a summer, a winter, a fall.
Yeah.
I wonder if like they would do that when you go shopping and like tell you this is what's the most flattering for your skin tone, your hair, eyes, all of that. And it's then, amazing.
Like, and you can also like do things like tell if you like look better in like gold or silver jewelry.
Yes, I've seen that too.
I won't be doing that
no,
because I'm a diehard gold gal.
I can see the gold.
Gold everything, and I don't want to be told I'm silver.
Me too. If I was told I was silver, I would just ignore it.
I would, no.
I think you just have to go with what you like.
Yeah.
Now, unless it's like totally life-changing, which I don't think it would be between gold and silver. But, you know, I think you just got to go with the thing that you're drawn towards for sure. Okay, so are promposals still a thing? I was thinking about this.
No,
not at our school. At other schools, I feel like it's a bigger thing, but
I like to say friends with really lame when it comes to school spirit stuff like that. Like, nobody wears like their moms to homecoming. Nobody does promposals. It's
no
just
one
like,
does homecoming proposals.
I mean, we didn't even have homecoming until this year. So
Oh my gosh. Well, that's kind of a bummer.
I mean, like, I wish we did that stuff. But
if you were to get promposed to, what would be the ideal?
Anything that involved food.
Great answer.
I think I would have to agree.
Great answer.
Yeah.
Love it.
If you bring me food, I will go to prom with you.
You heard it here. Now, do y'all have dates?
No.
No, not right now.
Not right now,
but probably not.
Yeah. You know what? Sometimes I truly think that, like, instead of going through a breakup later on and you go back and you hate the pictures because the guy's in it, if you just go with your friends from the beginning, like, you'll love it forever.
Yeah, I've gone with friends for the past 2 years.
Yeah, I've gone with friends last year, too.
Yeah, that's the way to do it. That's the way. Okay, so I'm going to plug really quick our day of service, which is April 19th.
Yes.
Now, normally, the Wranglerettes have been, like, awesome participants in this day, but you have practice this year,
right?
We
actually have a show on that day.
Y'all have a show that day, so you're, like, preparing all early on.
Yes, we're unable to participate this year because of our show that day.
But, like, as Wranglerettes, we are really big in, like, service, so we make up for it in the rest of the year.
Yes, for sure. I was going to ask, so what are some of the things y'all have done this year, like, service-wise?
This year, a few of the things we've done, we do, like, a monthly philanthropy, so these are just a few, but we did a beach cleanup around Thanksgiving. We did a canned food drive. And then during Christmas, we also participated in the Blue Santa toy drive. And the way we like get donations for these things is we have like our Thanksgiving events with the team or the Christmas events. And it's kind of like to get in, you need to donate a toy or donate a can.
Yes.
So like on your way in, you drop something and then you go hang out with your friends.
Yeah. I love that.
And then we also just like, we're big, just like we participate in a lot of like community events. Like if it's a Friendswood event, you'll typically see some form of Wranglerettes there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like they even did like the reopening of Dave and Buster's. The group of Wranglerettes were there. To, yeah. Like,
that was a good one. But
you know, you made it win.
So like you'll see at us like under the oaks at Fish Camp, we'll be performing and helping. So we're just like all over the community.
Our directors love for us to get out and perform in the community.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, y'all are like arguably, I would almost say the most visible group that I've dealt with, at least.
So, they would love to hear that.
That's probably that's the best thing you've ever said.
Yes. Seriously. And I mean it. Like y'all are everywhere and y'all are the first to volunteer to help with anything. And that goes for your directors too. Like they've always been so helpful and so kind and we just appreciate and love everything that y'all do. Okay. So tell me this, like what has it meant to be a Wranglerette? Like tell me what it means to you.
You can go first.
Okay. So I like truthfully and honestly have to say like the past 3 years have been the best years of like my life. And when it comes to, like dance, at least, because when I was younger, sometimes I didn't have the most fun at dance. So like coming to this place and like finding my best friends who truly love doing the same thing that I do. And it's just our drill room is our safe space. I can go in there and it's just like, it feels like home. I like to say it's my spawning point because everybody's like, why are you just in the drill room? I'm like, well, like during lunch, if I just like need something, I go to my locker and then I'm like, oh, here's my friends. Like we're all here together. And it's like, we all just love being together and in our own space. So it's just like building a family because it's like, it's not just like a normal team where you could say, oh, you have some friends on this team. We truly are each other's like best friends. We have the weirdest inside jokes and it just makes you die laughing. So it's just like, it's really just a place that like I feel safe. And then so like that's really just meant something to me the past 3 years.
We're all so close because we spend so much time together. I'm just like forever gonna be grateful for all like the friendships that I've created on the team and the connections and memories that I've made. It like has the same as Claire said, it's been like the best 3 years of my life and it really made my high school experience.
That's so awesome. So is anyone like from y'all's friend group, are any of y'all going to the same college?
We have two girls going to SFA.
Yeah. Three girls going to Baylor.
Yeah.
Baylor. Mm-hmm.
And maybe then, one other girl going to UT with me. We don't really know. But other than that, we're like pretty spread out.
Yeah. I'm like, so is the group chat going to just stay popping though while y'all
are? Yeah, hopefully. We're already planning trips to come visit because all of us are in Texas except for one girl and we're planning to fly her out from Arkansas.
Yes.
So we're all going to hang out.
Oh, I love that though. Yeah. I think really this is advice that was given to me is relationships will last if you put the effort into them. So as long as you just make that effort and like, even though you're going to get caught up in a totally new world and kind of a new life in a way when you go to college, if you just like stay connected and just reach out even with a text, it's like you'll have those friends forever.
Yeah.
Okay, so with all of the things that you've talked about, all of the things you've learned, all of the years you've spent, what advice do you have for the little girls out there who are dreaming about being a Wrangler one day?
Sorry. I just really say like, go for it. Like if you put your everything into it, that's what they love to see. And like hopefuls of Wranglerettes is really just the passion you have for it. And like that, the want and the fight you're willing to give. So for like little girls out there, just really give your all and like start taking all the dance classes you can.
All the dance classes, especially a lot of local studios do drill team prep ones. Those are so helpful because it really is a unique style. So learning that before you get to high school. Also, this is kind of a plug for us and the other Wranglerettes, but we do privates for like upcoming drill trainers. So if you want us to teach you, I think it's really helpful.
Yeah. Okay. I was going to ask about that. So, because I know one of my nieces, she dances at Chara.
Yes.
And they have like, it seems like pretty young. They look like high school, maybe college age girls working with them. Mm-hmm. But how do people get in contact if they want to do these lessons with
you? Can literally just email Miss Gozer, Miss Kennedy,
our directors.
And they will set you up with one of us and you can have privates. I've done them for the past 2 years.
Me too.
And all the girls love working with us. It's just like, you get to work with someone actually on the team and learn the ins and outs of what it's really like.
Oh yeah.
And so it's like this detail you may not get from just like an outsider who is like maybe just on another drill team many years ago, but like you're getting current information like from actual Wranglerettes.
Well, and I feel like the little girls too would just like love working with y'all, like in particular, like I'm sure they kind of idolize in a way.
Something me and Haley did this year is, I think the senior officers do it every year. It's part of our auction during the fall for, it's for,
our pregame dinner.
There's a silent auction. It's like you get privates with the senior dance officers.
Oh,
so
yes.
We had this little girl and she came and took privates with us.
She was so cute. It was so much fun.
Yeah.
So sweet. Now, do y'all do those in your normal space?
Yes, we do in the drill room.
Okay, awesome. Well, good. Well, I'm glad you mentioned that. Then take those plugs. And speaking of plugs, is there anything else you would like to plug while you're here on FIC's the podcast?
So we have our annual spring show coming up. It's on
I've got the dates and the times. Let me pull it up.
I know them.
Oh, okay.
I know them.
She said, sit down.
So it's on April 17th, 19th, and 20th. And on the 20th, which is Saturday, we have two shows. We have a matinee at 2 o'clock or 2:30?
I think 2:30.
2:30, but you can also check our website. It says it for sure on there. And then all the other shows are at 7, or Miss Goza would like to say 6:57.
Yes.
So we have four shows, one on Wednesday, one on Friday, two on Saturday.
Yes. The tickets go on sale April 3rd at 10 a.m. And this year you're going to be able to like pick your seats and pick where you want to sit. And it's also at the junior high. That's a change up from normal because of the construction. We had to move there. But I still think it'll be an amazing show. The theme this year is Camp Wrangler. So it's kind of like the Wranglerettes go to camp. It's going to be really cute.
Uh-huh.
I also just recommend everyone going, even if you are like, oh, they're just going to do a lot of dances, because it really is a full production. We do skits. We have tons of traditions. There's like a whole storyline to our show. So it's super fun.
And I think this year, like along with like video skits, we're going to have like live acting from Wranglerettes, which is really funny. And there's it's not even just Wranglerettes dancing. There's like the dance wellness classes that dance one and advanced dance. So you just get to see, in cheer and color guard usually perform too, so it's just like seeing a whole bunch of people perform is really cool.
Also, our moms are going to be performing this year because senior moms do a dance.
See our moms, they're performing.
Have they already learned the dance they're doing?
I don't think so.
They're all very nervous about it.
Oh yeah. My goodness. Well, moms, y'all are going to kill it. Y'all are going to do awesome.
Most of the moms are nervous except my mom. She was a dancer.
She loves it.
So yeah. she's living for this
moment.
Yeah,
she's like, this is my moment right here. Yes. Yeah, I'm about to take it.
She's been waiting for this.
Okay, well, one more question, I guess, about tickets. So you said they go on sale online. Is that like the whole eTix thing, I think, that we normally sell tickets through? And then can they buy tickets at the door or only online?
No, only online. And I don't think it's eTix. It's some sort of like dance ticketing website.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
But it's going to be linked on our website.
Yes. Okay, well, make sure that y'all let us know when that's going out. And we'll share it to Friendswood ISD social media and our newsletter and all of that good stuff, too.
Oh, we'll post on Instagram, like, whenever the tickets go on sale. And you could probably also find the link through our website when they do.
And perfect. With that, too, we are also having our raffle. So if you want to buy any raffle tickets, I think they're $10 a piece. I want to say yes. You can buy them from any Wranglerettes, and you can be entered in our raffle. And there's some really great prizes. And then also, if you're a business owner and want to get some sort of promotion, we have this thing called standing ovation ads, and it's a slideshow that is shown before the show and during intermission. So it's about an hour and a half of time that the audience will be seeing these ads go through. And I think you can buy them for $50, which isn't
that's
too bad.
A steal.
Yeah, that's a steal. Yes. So if you're a business owner,
just reach out to a Wranglerette. We have the link. It's $50. And then you just make a little ad for yourself, and it just plays
on a slideshow, on a loop the whole time.
Well, let me just tell y'all, y'all are some businesswomen over here. Like y'all have sold a few people on some things today. Let me tell you. Well, it's been awesome. Is there anything else that y'all want to talk about or share while we still have y'all? Or
I think that about covered that everything.
Yeah, y'all did awesome. Well, we are so proud of you and so excited for what's ahead, and I can't wait to see the spring show. I know it's going to be absolutely fabulous. So thank you so much for coming on the podcast today.
Of course, thank you. This was so fun.
Yes. Okay, well, y'all have a good day.
You too.
Bye.